This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I couldn't find it, Lee, any record anywhere. Send it to me if you can find it, because AI isn't the best. Of any president accusing another president of treason.
Yeah.
And most certainly not in regards to that first president Obama's actions toward the second president Donald Trump. So, Lee, news is so crazy. It's easy to miss the historic nature of it every day.
It is.
And how much first-time history. And honestly, the Battleground America podcast that I do every Friday, we don't just wrap up the week that was. I restrict it entirely to things we've never seen before or that we have not seen in the world modern history.
I think you've definitely got your headline for the weekend.
I do. And it's amazing I could do this every weekend. There's usually six or seven things, and they're the biggest stories of the week most of the time that we've never seen before. So I'm going to play it because this truly is history. You will hear this clip for better or for worse for many decades to come.
If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. The leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it.
He says. So Barack Obama, of course, responded to this. And then Tulsi Gabbard hit back, said he's full of it. I've got thousands more documents. We'll be releasing some more of them. It's supposed to happen today, Lee.
Good. Well, let's hope so. Let's hope this Pam Bondi doesn't have anything to do with this.
I get to say something that's going to get me in a lot of trouble.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Which I
probably
really
just
shouldn't
did too.
Do.
And I like Bondi, but it's just...
But here's the thing about Pam Bondi, okay? I don't think I've ever been so conflicted on a person.
Yeah.
I want to, rhetorically, choke her for...
Rhetorically, I'm glad you said that.
Right. Obviously, choke her for putting... I mean, oh, the Epstein documents, they're on the corner of my desk. Yeah. I got them right now.
Yeah.
I mean, she set Trump up for what may be an end to his presidency in terms of its effectiveness. She decimated him with that. However, the job that she is overseeing at the Department of Justice, I don't think people appreciate this right now. The level of legal success we are having, we have never seen in history. Here's another historic thing. As a party. And in 6 months, I mean, we have rewritten the U.S. history, U.S. presidency, in terms of what powers the president has. Trump has powers no president has ever had since the founding, because they've never been legally clarified. We did it all in 6 months. You compare it to last time when Trump was forced to adopt Obama's open borders for more than a year. I mean, Bondi has decimated this thing. she is really good in court, or whoever is overseeing his legal strategy. I mean, to basically get federal judges barred from enjoining Trump, that's what's allowing his agenda to go forward. Bondi did it all. If I were him, as frustrated as I am with that stupid Epstein mistake, I'd be terrified to let her go. It may be the end of the Trump agenda. I mean, think about this. It was on Fox News this morning late. 500 lawsuits have been filed against Trump since the beginning. Over 80% are still active and ongoing. Everything he does results in a law.
Yeah. A lot.
And so here's the thing. He has been stabbed in the back and betrayed by every attorney general that he has had. I mean, he won Bill Barr. Bill Barr, honestly, should be on the treason list for prosecution. Well, I mean, no, he covered up Hunter's crimes, gagged the IRS agents, hid the laptop, and kept it from the Senate as well. I mean, that's a bad dude. And that's Trump's AG, right? He wasn't going to fight like this in court for Trump, and he didn't. And so you've got to keep Bondi there. I don't know if there's another person in the country who just management ability, okay, just pure management, forget politics, is able to manage a department of prosecutors this large. She comes out of Florida, so that's going to be a large attorney general's office, yeah, and have the success she has. And that assumes he can even get somebody who's loyal to him and not deep state enough to actually not undermine him in his own court fights.
Well, he's done a better job of that this term than the previous, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I'm really frustrated. I'm really frustrated with her, but I'm also terrified that she's going to have to go. And I think a lot of, not all, but a lot of what you're seeing right now with this Epstein stuff is the left trying to push her out the door so they could get somebody,
right,
Lindsey Graham picked in, right, that role, so that that person can then undermine Donald Trump for the rest of his tenure and he won't get anything done. Because let me tell you what, the team he's got at the DOJ right now, say what you want about the rest of it, we would have none of the success, yeah, we have if it weren't for that. The historic tariff deal yesterday, largest ever, not going to happen. Guess why? DOJ had to fight for just the right to do the tariffs after all these lawsuits. Who do you think's keeping the hounds at bay? It's Bondi and her team. And so I see why President Trump must just be gritting his teeth, but I don't honestly know that there's an alternative.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, I didn't mean to go off on that, but all of that is going on.
Well, my fault. I distracted you there.
Yes, don't distract the host. No, just kidding.
Don't distract the host.
but just so much overnight. I mean, what do you make of the GOP in a terrible position also because of Bondi? Now we've built this expectation we're going to release all this Epstein stuff. Yesterday, they had to grind the House to a halt to avoid letting the Democrats run wild attaching to a bill something to, you know, release everything the government has on Epstein. I mean, that's a bad, bad look.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Well, there's not very much else that they can do. They're going to have to go rush headlong into wherever it is Trump's leading them at this point. Otherwise, it's going to look like they're going to run into trouble come primary season.
This Epstein thing is very, very dangerous. I'm going to explain why coming up on the show. Because there's a bloodlust in the public, in part because Republicans have demanded this and Trump has demanded, everybody's demanded this. Nobody's going to be satisfied with anything less than seeing the original documents. Nobody's going to take somebody's interpretation of it.
Well,
if they can't produce it, what do they do?
The whole electorate has been seasoned with the condiments that Epstein is evil. And that it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican or independent. I mean, that has been, you know, look,
yeah,
this is a guy that we have all been told was involved in human trafficking and underage sexual relations and all kinds of horrible things that regardless of any of the demographics of the electorate, you're in hate and despise this guy. And he's dead. How he died, some people want to debate that, but anyway, that's a whole other issue. But seriously, this is the evil one American that pretty much, you know, can all people can get behind and like, yeah, we don't like this guy. So,
right.
But so how are you going to now not release all this information that you claim that you have?
And how do you come out the other end of your presidency without looking like you're covering for him?
Exactly.
If you do anything less?
Because his company, his circle of friends were the rich and powerful, the mm-hmm. politicians, the corporate titans, the Hollywood elites. Those are the people that he surrounded himself with, whether for good or for ill. But that's the people that the average American electorate, all of us middle class voters, regardless of party, that we're concerned about and don't have a whole lot of affinity for.
This is a mess. And this whole idea of, hey, we'll just have Ghislaine Maxwell tell us the truth under oath.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is not a good look either.
No, that's dynamite. This kid, it's like, well, it's like handling a grenade with a pin pulled. I mean, this is not going to end well for Trump. Well, there's nothing in this that's going to end well for Trump.
She has been painted as the doorkeeper for him, or, you know, his Girl Friday or whatever you want to call it, and was a participant in this whole thing and was aware of what was going on. And now you're wanting to paint her as, okay, now she's going to tell us the truth and she's going to clarify all this for us.
I don't see it.
This is a real mess. And
it's a huge mess.
You know, I don't see anybody who gets involved in this from either side winning.
It's a self-created mess, too.
Yes, it is.
Here's the funny thing, right? The part that I literally fell asleep last night wondering about because I can't figure it out and it's driving me crazy. Pam Bondi was not the only one to go out there and sell the idea from the Trump administration that we're going to get you all the Epstein stuff, you know, bloodlust. We're going to get you the list. We're going to come at them. It was Alina Haba, too, who was not only Trump's personal attorney, saw him through a lot of these New York cases, but was his general counsel for the White House at the time. She's out there. I've played the audio doing the same thing. It's coming. I've seen it. It's going to shock you, blah, blah, blah. She's talking to Piers Morgan. Trump has no reaction to any of that.
Now, have you been...
And now all of a sudden, wait, you can't have it. What?
Now, have you been following the situation with Trump and the Wall Street Journal over this?
Oh, yeah. No, the letter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked about it yesterday.
Okay, I'm sorry. I must have missed that segment, but I just think this is really bizarre because, quite honestly, I don't think Trump needs to be making enemies with the Murdochs and the Wall Street Journal. But on the other hand, he's gone to the point of suing them and also kicking them out of the White House press briefings.
Yeah.
He must know that what they, you know, he claims that this letter is false and fabricated. And almost every single time when Trump says, something's not true, it's not right, he's right.
You're right. I know.
Almost every single time.
I mean, look at the guy just won another $36 million judgment because of media lies and manipulation with Kamala Harris. CBS News, 60 yeah. Minutes over the yeah. edited right. Kamala Harris interview. Yep. The media lies. He says it's lies. He sues and he gets rich. So, I mean, what's he pushing right now? He's like, what, 60... $50 some million in payouts just from media lies and manipulations during the campaign.
Right.
But I tell you what, when you act as guilty as Trump has for whatever reason with this Epstein stuff, you set yourself up for silly stuff like with the Wall Street Journal. Right. I mean, again, first of all, they didn't even put a picture of the thing up. We didn't get to see that. And number two, what does it prove?
Yeah.
It's innuendo. It's allegation. It proves nothing. Ooh, Trump was really good friends with Epstein. That's not new.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Nothing about that is new.
No.
That was known. But it's also known that he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago.
And by the way, as Miranda Devine in New York Post pointed out last night, in 2024, when did the police first begin investigating Epstein? Not charging him, looking into him. That was in 2004 that he kicked him out for sexually assaulting a young woman who was, you know, one of the Mar-a-Lago members' daughters, right? Okay, so that's 2004. He realizes what he is. He kicks him out, ends the friendship. The investigation by the police does not begin till the next year, 2005. Do you see the problem there? I mean, and so that is the context missing from so much of this, is that all of these connections between Trump and Epstein occurred before anybody knew this guy was a pedophile. Mm-hmm. They act like Trump was just palling around with him. It's all very sketch. Nobody knew. The police hadn't even begun investigating yet. But in retrospect, when you're looking at it from now, it looks like, wow, he was palling around with a pedophile. Come on, he's guilty. Nobody knew that. And as soon as he did, we saw the action he took all the way back in 2004. So, I mean, none of that makes sense. Well, why would he kick him out and then go right on hanging out with underage girls? With Epstein, he didn't. That's the point.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as he saw something illegal and untoward, he said, no, I'm done with this friendship. I'm out of here. And that, and Miranda Devine makes a wonderful point about that. But when you act guilty, and he has, the way they've set to set to gaffe. And when I say he acts guilty, I mean, I think he's guilty, Lee. I mean, the way he's acting looks guilty.
Yeah. It's not a good look.
No.
Whether it's accurate or not is immaterial. It's not a good look.
And that opens you up for all the lying the media is doing right now. They're
and
doing
that's
a lot
all
of it
they want
Epstein.
To do is to put that doubt there.
Yep.
They want to put that doubt there because that's what's going to sway the independent voters. That's what's going to impact things in the midterm elections with independent voters. That doubt. That's the reason for this.
Yep. I'm going to bring some of that to you next because CNN's already playing the game. They are lying and lying and lying. But if you're a low information voter, Trump looks very guilty right now. He's down to 50% approval from 53, 54, 55. And he's launching a treason crusade against Barack Obama in a weakened political position. None of that is good. All of it has to be done. So much news today. We'll be up. We'll be right back with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.